أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, in this series in which we have been reviewing and investigating and analyzing chapter number 36, Surah Yasin. And up until this point, obviously there have been many different themes and concepts and discussions that we have been going through based upon this verse-by-verse analysis. And as you recall, in our last few discussions, God focused the attention away from creation and messengers and messages, and He spoke directly about the role of the Quran in our day-to-day life, about the role that this book should be playing, and that this is a book which is geared for all, but only those who have the spiritually enlivened heart will actually truly be able to benefit from the content of this life-giving book. Today in our discussion, God again changes the subject slightly. It is obviously a continuation, and it's another aspect of for us to be able to reflect upon the glory of God and the fact that there is a creator that exists out there. And God turns the attention of us, the readers of the Quran, and those who are reflecting and thinking on Surah Yasin, to another of His creations. A creation which we will look at over a few verses and that we all benefit from in one way or another. Without further ado, let us first have a listen to the Arabic and followed by the English translation, and then we'll come back and reflect on a bit of this verse and what it means for us and those who are trying to better recognize God and give Him a prominent place within our lives. God says the following in Surah Yasin.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ
Do they not see that among the things that we have made with our power are the cattle, which we have created for them, and of which they are the masters of now? Out of all of the things that God could have spoken about in Surah Yasin, He talks now and He asks us to reflect upon the cattle, the cows that we have. Obviously, when we look at it, and we will look at this in the upcoming verses, because God will then give us different descriptions of how we use this creation of His. But God is very clear where He says that, do they not reflect on the fact that we have given them these animals, these cattle in this example, as livestock, and that now we have made humanity the masters over them? Obviously, this is a very, for some people, this may be a very sensitive discussion. And obviously, we won't get into a lot of the semantics and a lot of, we won't go into a lot of detail in it. But, people have this notion and belief that we should not be, for example, using animals for food or for clothing products and things like this, and that is cruelty to animals to eat them or to subjugate them or to kill them for making clothing. And obviously, we need to respond to those accusations and those attacks, but also to realize the fact that God tells us clearly that He has created these animals. But He has made us in charge of them. Now, obviously, we realize that just because we are in charge of something, it doesn't mean that we can abuse them, that we can treat them with disrespect. And this goes for any of God's creations, really. Whether it be the trees, God has created those and given them to us. We have to respect those. Just as we respect human beings, we have to also respect those creatures within the animal kingdom. But suffice it to say that God tells us that He has given these to us for us to use, for us to be in charge of. And obviously, when we're in charge of something, we need to be respectful of them. We need to use those things in the ways that God would expect us to use them. And obviously, these are conveyed within some of the general verses of the Quran, but more importantly, from the lifestyle, the way of life of the Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, and the family of the Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhum as-salam, and their noble, respectable companions who followed in the ways of goodness of the Prophet and the Imams, the leaders of the Ahlul Bayt. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. As we conclude this very brief commentary, let us look at some of the points that we can take away and reflect upon to, again, strengthen our own belief and to better understand our role in the creation and the role of all of the other things that God has put into place and how we can truly benefit from them. Well, One of the first points that we can learn is that these animals that God has created that walk around on two legs, on four legs, such as the cows, the sheep, the camels, and all of the other creations that are out there, they have been created for the human being. God created them, put them on earth, and He told us that you are in charge of these. You are the stewards. You are in charge and you need to maintain these animals. Obviously, again, this calls for a large, long discussion and a lengthy deliberation on what this means. We will skip that discussion for today and just mention the fact that God has put these on earth and we are charged with their oversee and their custodianship. And last but not least, and we conclude with this, is that the power of creation which God has is one which is based on His innovative creation, power of creation. It's not based on imitation. God does not clone, so to speak. He didn't have to use a blueprint to create things and imitate. He is the innovator. It is us as human beings who basically look at the world around us and we innovate based on what we see out of God's creation. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.